Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. And most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to help us understand this devotion. Even when we read our word, give us understanding, Father God. Help us to draw close to you, Father God. Help us to hear you when you speak. Father God, forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Bless the ones that are hearing it. Bless the ones that are reading it. In Jesus' name, amen. So the key verse of the week, the memory verse of the week, is Psalms 102:17. We have this every Sunday. New memory verse is out. It's always posted at the bottom. Psalms 102:17. He will hear his forsaken people and listen to their prayers. Verse of the day, though, is Lamentations 3:55-57. That is also at the bottom of this podcast. I called on your name, Lord, in the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near, and when I called you, you said, do not fear. Subject, monitoring, and developing. Christian truths, I'm going to say in a pause behind each one to give you an opportunity to say it if you like. I'm developing. I'm surrendering. I'm victorious. I'm at peace. I've been through a lot, which we all have been through. In some situation, it feels like we have been in the depths of the pit, in the most bottomless hole. And that hole can make us feel that we are alone. No one's there, and sometimes in that pit or deep within that problem, no one understands. It feels like everyone has closed their ears to you and your situation, and sometimes it feels like God doesn't even hear me. Does he even see what I'm going through? And does he see how am I being treated? These are our thoughts. The more we have these thoughts, the more the enemy feeds into our emotion. We allow it because we don't understand what's happening. And sometimes this is a test or a season and maybe a misstep on our end. And we think, why is this happening? And the more and more we try to pray, the further we feel, right? Because when we come to him, we don't turn from our sins. We don't dwell. We just demand answers and never wait for him to speak. We have to stop monitoring and let him develop us. But this lamentation tells us that no matter how deep Jeremiah felt in his pit, he knew God had heard him. He knew God didn't close his ears and eyes to him. And he knew that God would draw near to him and say, don't fear. And sometimes that's all we need is for God to say, I got you. It's okay. I'm right here. But more and more we yell and complain, we don't give him the opportunity. Do you allow him to speak to you? Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he will be with me. Do you allow him to heal your wounds and guide your steps? Do you give him that? Or do we sit and fuss and complain about what is happening, even though it could be our fault? I have done that if I'm being transparent. And sometimes it feels like there's no way God sees me. There's no way he feels my pain. There's no way, because if he sees it, I know he helped me, right? He has to help me, right? These are the thoughts. But sometimes we go through in them, and because he's trying to show us that the pain we are dealing with, the frustration we are dealing with is just that. It's frustration. And because we don't hear him when he speaks. John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hands. No one will. I've been there. I have wanted something so badly that I ignored him, saying, no, Lou, not this. I've ignored him saying, I need it so badly, though, God. And he would say, no, Lou, not this. Because of me denying him access to my ears, I had to suffer the consequences. In our seasons and in our sessions, we must listen for him to speak. We must give him access to all of ourselves, our physical, mental, emotionally in this situation, that situation. Sometimes we pick and choose what we want him to touch. And what we want him to heal, and when we must allow him to heal every part of us. Psalms 24:4-5, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. I wait all day long. When we let him heal just pieces of us, just itty bitty pieces, we would never feel right. We would never feel what we should and hear what we should, because we allow him to have limited access to us. We have to allow him in. We have to let go of monitoring and let him develop us. We have to let go of sections and give him whole pieces, because the more we try to give him ourselves, the more we will feel complete. And that's why a lot of us still feel broken, because we give him what we want him to heal instead of allowing him to heal what's broken at his pace. God is so mighty. He's so strong, and he sees all of us, even the parts we try to hide. He sees and hears us. Today, we learned that even if we feel like we're in a pit, we aren't alone. In that pit, we will find Jesus because he meet us where we are. And a lot of times we think God won't because we're not at this level. We're not at this skill level. We haven't developed a relationship with him. And we don't see that he wants to heal us and protect us. And sometimes to think that he does care. He does care where we are in life. Jesus wants to pick up the broken pieces. And he does want us to give to him every part. He just wants us to have something beautiful, which is healing. If we are monitoring everything he does and we are letting in what we think he should and what he shouldn't, we won't develop and nothing won't change. But as we let go and we let him in too, it shows us that whatever pain we're feeling, he's there. Sometimes we forget how sovereign the Lord is and how all-knowing he is. We just think he can't know about me. There's no way. There's no way he does. But he does. But we have to let go of the pain and draw close to him. Don't be afraid. He says that all through the word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. But we have to do that. He can pull us out of the pit. He does want to hear us. He does hear our cry. He doesn't ignore us. He doesn't ignore us when we are in agony. He holds us close, but what happens is we have to start letting down the guard and staying in the secret place. Allow him to do that today. Allow him to be your secret place, because if we have him as a place, we don't need the walls. We just need him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with an open heart. Ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done. Forgive us and keep us safe and sound. Oh, Lord, we need you in every way. We ask you to be with us and help us through it all. Lord, we place it at your feet and we ask you to help us surrender to you in every way possible. Lord, we ask you for eyes to see and ears to see, hear. And if we are in a pit right now, we ask you to forgive us and give us strength to give you our hand to pull us out of it. Lord, we give you everything and praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. The reference today is 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. Whatever fear has not been perfected in love. 1 John 4:18, Psalms 34 and 4. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34 and 4. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Further reading, Proverbs 12, Psalm 78, Luke 12, 2 Thessalonians 2. This ends monitoring and developing. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.